Islam places great emphasis on friendship. After our own family and relatives, the closest person to us is our friend. Often, our friends will influence us even more than our family. This is because we don't choose our family, but we choose our friends. Without friends, a human being is destined to live a life of solitude. Emptiness fills the heart of such a person and finds themselves alone in times of need. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "Friends are like one soul divided between different bodies." A friend can influence you in many ways. Therefore, the kind of company you keep is extremely important. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "Man is influenced by the faith of his friends. Therefore, be careful whom you associate with." Friends usually fall into different categories in our lives. We have friends from work, friends from school, friends from the mosque. We have Muslim and non-Muslim friends, or we may have a friend that we sit with on the train. Some of them you trust with secrets, some of them you just hang out with, some of them you play sports with, some of them you just do business with, and so on. But are all these people actually your friends? These people can be divided into three categories. 1. The true friend that you should keep. 2. A person that you should avoid. 3. Those who are just acquaintances. They are not a close friend where you share secrets and other things. They may be someone you work with, go to school with, play basketball with, but are not that close to you. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "You can never know if someone is a true friend unless you test them in 3 things. 1. When they are angry. Do they change from being fair and become unfair? 2. When they have money. Do they help you if you need to borrow money? 3. When you travel with them. Do they behave differently on a journey?" Here are some qualities to look for in a friend that you should seek and keep. 1. Religion. A person that is religious will guide you towards your religion and your hereafter, and always look out for your best interest. They will always remind you of Allah and encourage you towards the best. 2. Wisdom and knowledge. A friend with wisdom and knowledge will love you and defend you even when you are not present. They will give you insight and kindly guide you away from your wrongdoings. 3. Good principles. A friend with good principles will always be sincere in their actions. They will always be on time when you need them. They love their family and encourage you to love and respect your family. They will always keep your secrets and are very trustworthy. 4. Good character. A friend with good character will be kind, gentle, polite, forgiving, and fun to be around. You share many common interests and are a comfort for you when you are not well. They are not stingy and help you when they can. As for the friend to avoid, they also have certain qualities to be aware of. Avoid a friend who hates his parents and does not keep relations with them. Imam Ali al-Sajjad alayhi salam has said, "Beware of befriending one who has cut off relations with his kin. For verily I have seen him cursed in the book of Allah." Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Beware of befriending corrupt people, immoral people, and those who openly commit acts of disobedience to Allah. These people bring nothing into a friendship except empty promises and negative influences. Avoid a friend who loves listening to your secrets, but then tells it to others. Such a person is not trustworthy. This friend will praise you on your face, but will backbite you when you're not present. Avoid a friend that is selfish, a liar, stingy, or arrogant, because they will always think themselves as being superior to you. They will look down upon you and your ideas and will think that they are doing you a favor by being your friend. It is also very problematic to have a friend that is not mahram to you, where you consider them as your best friend or a very close friend. There is a very high chance where you may fall into sin. Once, there were two friends walking in the neighborhood when a group of thugs appeared. One man ran and hid around the corner. The other just stood still, frightened. One thug whispered something to the man standing and went away. When the thugs left, the man who ran away came back and asked his friend what the thugs whispered to him. His friend replied, "They whispered and told me to find a better friend who would not leave him at the first sight of danger." You may have friends that are not Muslim. They even may be atheists and have the best morals and best character, but they can't guide you towards your own religion or give you any spiritual enlightenment. You may have friends that are Muslims, but have the worst of morals and can't guide you towards good principles or good character. The friends you choose will influence you in one way or another. The closest friend will be the one who you have the most similarity with. If you are a seeker of God, you will enjoy the company of those that seek God. If you are a kind person, you will be attracted to those that are kind, and so on. You have to ask yourself a question. Do these friends bring me closer to the remembrance of Allah, or push me further away from Allah? Then you can decide who your true friends are.